is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
By is not wise. Amen. So we drink different beverages. Yeah. Amen. We drink. Not only that, we think differently. Yeah, right. Amen. Don't y'all realize that? Man, we think differently. Yeah. Give you an idea of how we think. Praise God. Paul, writing to the church at Philippi, at Philippians 4:8, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are what? Praise God. True. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any praise, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he says, think on these things, praise God. So our thinking, praise God, is got to be different. And then the Hebrew writer jumps in there and gets a piece of this. Yeah. Amen. At Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, and he says that, wherefore, seeing that we also are compassed about by such a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside what? Every what? Weight. And every what? Sin that so easily beset us, and then let us do what? Run this race with patience, praise God, that is laid out before us, because now we're looking unto Jesus Christ, yeah. Praise God, the author and finisher of our faith. So we have to lay aside those things. I'm talking about those who have God's life living on the inside of them. You see, when talking about this abiding life, the question that ought to be on the minds of some of us is that, how did he give abiding life? Amen. And then the answer is very simple. It was a ransom. In other words, it was a price that had to be paid. And the price that he paid so that we can have this abiding life, praise God, with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you see, to obtain this abiding life, one must have Jesus Christ, amen, in his or her life. Praise God. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Would you put that on the marquee for me? It says, and this is the record that God has given to us, what? Eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. Praise God. He that has not the Son of God has not life. You see, Jesus and eternal are inseparable. Let me say that again. Jesus and eternal are inseparable. Jesus is eternal life, and eternal life is, in fact, Jesus. In other words, we cannot have one without the other one. So Jesus came to bring us that abiding life. Praise God. And every person that's sitting in here today, praise God, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, amen, I ought to ask for a show of hands. How many people, and let me take my glasses off, because if I don't take my glasses off, I can't see. Amen. How many people in here today have given your life to Jesus Christ? See, well, if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, amen, then you have the abiding life. You have it. And let me tell you something. You didn't get that abiding life just by saying that, well, I believe in the gospel of inclusion and praise God. God is going to save everybody regardless of who they are. No, you had to do something. You had to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Praise God. At least I hope that's what you did. Praise God. You asked Jesus Christ to come into your life. And when you asked him to come in, praise God, let me tell you something, he came. But finally, and as I get ready to close, he came to bring abundant life. Amen. Praise God, because the text put together, that B clause says that I am come that they might have life and that they might have it, referring to life more abundantly. Praise God. You see, one cannot have abundant life without first having abiding life. Amen. The abiding life, praise God, results in abundant life. Amen. That's why you got to have an understanding what abundant life really is. You see, what abundant life, praise God, is not fortune. It's not fame. It's not having your name, praise God, plastered over some neon sign somewhere. Praise God. But let me tell you something. If you got that abundant life, praise God, guess where your name and that abiding life, guess where your name will be? Praise God. Can somebody tell me where your name will be? Oh, God, I just got a little fever. That's okay, but I'm going to finish the day. Your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. So when you talking about an abundant life, don't look for your name to be out there on one of them big old signs. Praise God. But be guaranteed that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, but first of all, we got to answer that question. I said the abundant life is not a life of fame, it's not a life of fun, it's not a life of spotlights and all that, although that stuff does come. Praise God. Because we serve a God, man. He would lift you up so high. Oh my God. We serve a God, amen, that when you give your life to him, and you mean you won't talk about being exalted. Praise God. You haven't been exalted like he can exalt you. Praise God. But that abiding, that abundant life, praise God, what is it? Amen. I've narrowed it down to two things. Praise God. You see, abundant life is becoming what God designs you to be. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you are living the abundant life. Praise God. When your life, praise God, is designed for what God wants you to be. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what I call that. I call that conformity to his person. And you won't know what the his person is? That's conforming to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, you're going to read these words. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed, amen, to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. What does that tell me? That tells me that when your life is designed for what God wanted you to be, amen, then you are going to be, praise God, you're going to conform to be just like him. Amen. Can I tell y'all that? You're going to be, now let me, oh boy, oh Holy Spirit, thank you. Conform to be like him. You know, I like this thing, but boy, that thing won't let me move the way I want to move. Amen. And I don't want to make a mistake and fall again. Praise God. So when we got this this life, praise God, we're going to conform to the image of God. That's what he wants. That's what he designed your life to be. Amen. You want to know what he designed your life to be? He designed your life to be just like his. Yes. To be just like his son. Yes. To conform with his son. Yes. Amen. It's that's what the word says. Yes. Amen. Look, let me read Romans chapter 8, verse 29 again. Praise God. He says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be what? Conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. So the question is, how do we conform, praise God, to the image of his son? Oh man, that's an easy question, easy answer to that question. And my HU student out there, praise God, probably know the answer to that. Yeah. Praise God. You won't know how we conform to the image of God, amen, of his son. Praise God. All you got to do is look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. In other words, be not conformed to this world. I can't make it any plainer. Can't make it any plainer. Look, Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and that perfect will of God. In other words, praise God, if you want to conform to the image of his son, you can't be conformed to this world. And let me tell you what the world wants. Now, you know when I mention world, that world means all of those imps and all those pimps and everybody that's out there. And what the world wants to do for us, what the world wants to do to us. See, the world wants to conform us to the world. Don't you know that? That's what the world wants. It wants us to conform to the world. Amen. That's why they have all these. When those folks want to sell you something, I'm sure a lot of y'all probably have seen it. Like, how many of y'all have seen this commercial? I've seen it so many times. I'm getting so many of these things on my phone. Praise God, by fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables. Have y'all seen that commercial? Am I the only one that's seen that? These fruit, what is fruit and vegetables? These tablets. Man, I have not seen so many commercials about getting these fruit and vegetables. And they're grabbing a bunch of elderly people and having these elderly people to do their commercials. And they get out here and say, I'm taking these fruit and vegetable pills, and how they feeling so good. And they got some out there playing pickleball they're doing. And I'm sitting there saying, now, I ain't seen nothing about no fruit and vegetables. Praise God. I know our parents told us to eat a lot of fruit.
Yes, sir.
And to eat a lot of vegetables. But now you can get it processed in some tablets. Uh-huh. Amen. Y'all better start looking at some TV. Amen. Yeah. I have not seen that. And every time they talk to somebody, if y'all notice it, you got to pay attention when you look at stuff like that. Every person that they talk about the fruit and vegetables, ask them how long you been on it. 5 years. Anybody notice that? All the folk been on fruit and vegetables for 5 years, and they've been out there, they're doing everything. They're out there running around with young folk and all this stuff like this. And I said, well, gee whiz, I must have missed something. I obviously missed something. But that's how the world wants to conform. They want to conform us. Praise God. And so when we look at that Romans chapter 12, verse 2, let me read it again. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There are two words in that verse of scripture that we need to pay some close attention to. And the two words, praise God, one of them I just talked about, and that one is that word conformed. conform, because this world tries to shape you and me, praise God, into the image of this world. But we are to become what God has designed for us to be. We must conform to the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And can I tell y'all something? When we're conforming to his image, there are some things that Jesus just don't do. There's some places that Jesus just won't go. There's some things that Jesus just won't, some things that Jesus just won't say. See, if we conforming to his image, praise God. So that's one word, praise God, that word conform. But the other word is that word transform. Praise God. The word transform in the Greek is where we get about getting these fruit and vegetables. And they're grabbing a bunch of elderly people and having these elderly people to do their commercials. And they get out here and say, I'm taking these fruit and vegetable pills. And how they feeling so good. And they got some out there playing pickleball they're doing. And I'm sitting there saying, now, I ain't seen nothing about no fruit and vegetables. Praise God. I know but our parents told us to eat a lot of fruit.
Yes, sir.
And to eat a lot of vegetables. But now you can get it processed in some tablets. Amen. Y'all better start looking at some TV. Amen. I've not seen that. And every time they talk to somebody, if y'all notice it, you got to pay attention when you look at stuff like that. Every person that they talk about the fruit and vegetables, ask them how long you've been on. 5 years. Anybody notice that? All the folk been on fruit and vegetables for 5 years, and they've been out there, they're doing everything. They're out there running around with young folk and all this stuff like this. And I said, well, gee whiz, I must have missed something. I obviously missed something. But that's how the world wants to conform. They want to conform us. Praise God. And so when we look at that Romans chapter 12, verse 2, let me read it again. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There are two words in that verse of scripture that we need to pay some close attention to. And the two words, praise God, what I one of them I just talked about. And that one is that word conformed. Conformed. Because this world tries to shape you and me, praise God, into the image of this world. But we are to become what God has designed for us to be. We must conform to the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And can I tell y'all something? When we're conforming to his image, there are some things that Jesus just don't do. There are some places that Jesus just won't go. There are some things that Jesus just won't, some things that Jesus just won't say. See, if we're conforming to his image, praise God. So that's one word, praise God, that word conform. But the other word is that word transform. Praise God. The word transform in the Greek is where we get our English word that's called metamorphosis. Amen. How many of y'all have ever seen one of them old hairy worms? We used to call them chenille, they call them. The chenille, the hairy worm. Oh, nasty looking worm. And that worm gets and goes and down into one of those cocoons. Praise God. And then after a period of time, amen, that worm that went in there, all hairy and nasty looking, praise God, comes out as a beautiful butterfly after he comes out of that cocoon. In other words, he has been transformed. And praise God. And there's something about a transformation, the same type of transformation that should happen over our lives. It refers to an inner change, praise God, which has what we call outward observable manifestation. In other words, it means that everybody, praise God, is going to be able to see the change that has taken place in your life. Amen. Come on, y'all. I've said this a whole bunch. Amen. If you were mean as a rattlesnake, praise God, before you got saved. And that was some folks who were mean as rattlesnakes. Praise God. I'm talking about folk who tell you anything that was on their mind. First, I see some folk laughing back there. They must resemble what I'm saying. Praise God. If somebody made them mad, they tell them off and didn't mind telling them off. Praise God. But when you have had that transformation, when you've had that, you've gone into your cocoon and you've had that transformation, the world will be able to see that change on the inside of you. Praise God. They'll notice that you don't walk the way you used to walk. They'll notice that you don't talk the way you used to talk. They'll notice that you don't go to the places that you used to go. They'll notice that you don't hang around that crowd that you used to hang around. Praise God. See, they're going to be able to see that change that has taken place in your life. Praise God. So that word transformation, praise God, it changed. And then they'll begin to see that our lives are being designed, praise God, as to what God wanted us to be. Yeah. And that's that abundant. That's one of the things of the abundant life. But you know, the second thing that the abundant life is, praise God, is fulfilling God's purpose for your life. Yeah. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. God has a purpose for your life. Praise God. And you will know what it is. And I call that purpose, I call it a commitment to his praise. Amen. Amen. You see, man was created to give God the glory. Man, I didn't have too many people say that. I didn't hear too many amens out of it. Man was created to give God glory. Amen. And now, husband, I know you thought that he was created because you to give praise to your wife. And wives, I know you think that that you were created to give praise to your husband. No, he told you to love him, but praise God, but your praise goes to God. Oh yeah, it does. And when you realize God's purpose for you in your life, and that is to praise God. Amen. Not only were we created to give God glory, Paul in his letter at Ephesus says that he saved us for the praise of his glory. Amen. Let me just read it. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Look what it says. It says, in whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to what? The purpose of him, praise God, who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. You see, God's purpose, amen, is that our whole life, amen, everything we do, praise God, is motivated by a life principle, and that life principle is ingrained in us. And that life principle is to glorify God in everything that we do. Amen. Amen. Charles had done Spurgeon. I know y'all have heard of Spurgeon. Spurgeon used to smoke cigars. And there was some folks that said, now Spurgeon, you're a man of God. And you smoking cigars. And Spurgeon told him, I smoke cigars to the glory of God. Now, I know you're probably being facetious, but let me tell you something. We are to do everything that we do. Yeah. Praise God. It ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. When we get up in the morning, yeah. praise God, say our prayers. Yeah. It ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. Choir members, every time you hit the choir loft, yeah, when you're getting ready to sing, yeah, it ought to be to glorify God. Musicians, every time you get on the keyboard, yeah, behind that guitar, yeah, on those drums, or on that harmonica, on, it ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. Praise God. Pastors, preachers, yeah, every time you get up to proclaim the word of God, yeah, praise God, and not something about how many people you gonna get happy, yeah, and how many people you gonna make shout. Yeah. Praise God, it ought to be to glorify God. Praise God, everything that we do, yeah, amen, it ought to be to glorify God. Yeah. That's the abiding life, and that's the abundant life, yeah, which leads to eternal life. Yeah. This is why Jesus came, and we should never forget this. Praise God. I believe I got to stand up, y'all. Amen. This is the reason why he came. So I want you, as you celebrate Christmas this year, as you sit down with family and friends, as you sit down and eat turkey, ham, and whatever else that you're going to eat, praise God, eat gumbo, praise God, I want you to remember why Jesus came to this earth. Praise God, he came to so that you can identify the goals of the thief. He came so that you can have that abiding life. Yeah. And he came that you may have that abundant life. Yeah. And you want to know something? I'm glad to see that a lot of y'all out there living that abundant life now. Amen. When I walked in here this morning, when I drove on the parking lot, I said, Lord have mercy, look at here. Look how God has blessed his people. Yeah. Praise God. That was a time when we only had horses and buggies. There was a time when we had Chevrolet, Chev one foot forward, lay the other one behind it. Praise God, that was a time, praise God, we didn't have the cars that we live. But look at the abundant life that he has allowed us. Look at this choir, praise God. Everybody up there in that red and black, looking just as good as they want to look. Praise God, because he has given us that abundant life. Praise God. Some of us walked in here may have some pain in our bodies. Praise God, may have some things on our mind. But praise God, but guess what? We know that we serve a God. Praise God, who is good. We know that we serve a God who is perfect. We know that we serve a God who came down to this earth over 2,000 years through the womb of a baby, a virgin by the name of Mary. And praise God, and he came down here so that we can have that life. But let's not, praise God, remember the fact that he came. Praise God, because we got to realize and remember what he really did. Praise God, because he came down here. Amen. Spent 33.5 years on this earth. But praise God, there came a time when he had to get out of here. Praise God, he had to get out of here. Praise God, they whipped him all night long. Praise God, took him through a mock trial. Praise God, some spit on him. Some took a crown of thorns and put him up on his head. Praise God, they led him up a hill that was called Calvary. And praise God, and they nailed his hands to that cross. They nailed his feet to that cross. They pierced him in his side. And the Bible tells me that he died. But praise God, but the Bible also says, and this is what I'm going to really celebrate this Christmas, that he got up early one Sunday morning. Praise God, and declared that he has all power in his hand.